Hi, I'm Pam, and I'm an alcoholic. Thanks for having me again. Just to review, I shared last week, my journey in 1, 2, and 3. How I saw I was an alcoholic. I didn't see it at first. Focused on outside things, I had to come to a place where I saw I was powerless. I tried to control it. I exhausted every avenue of self. Until I saw that it just had me, and I got to that place of hopelessness, and that was a good place to be because I was in a place of humility, and I saw that only something higher than me could restore me to sanity. Like I said, I had exhausted every avenue of self. I had tried everything within my own power to stop, and I couldn't. So I realized that a power greater than myself could do that. I had an experience before AA where I had a profound spiritual experience, and God had done that for me. So, I had that reference when I saw step two on the shade. It was a relief, and I understood it because of my experience before coming in here. It was pretty amazing to me to see that there's a place where other people had that experience that I had, and that it's in black and white. And people have, written it down and gone through this process. And I knew it was home, to say the least. And I had became willing to do whatever I need to do to stay sober. And I made that decision in the third step, although I didn't completely understand it in the beginning. As I look at the prayer now, I see, what the purpose is, and the purpose of the step work is to bear witness to what God has done for me. So I made that decision, and like it says, I have to follow it with action, or else it's just a decision. Like before coming into A, like I had shared, I knew I needed a clean slate. And so I had that experience of taking an inventory of my behaviors and actions, just various things I got involved with or things I'd done to people. They would come to mind, and I believe that God had brought those things to my attention. I didn't have the guidance of a sponsor or anyone else, so I was just walking up to these people and making amends to them, and I remember this time in high school I did this to you, and no guidance at all, but I did have that inclination that I needed to have a clean slate, like I said. And so like I said, when I came in here and I saw this, I understood the purpose of it. And like it says, we do this to see what's blocking us, and I believe that's what's blocking us from our connection with our higher power and the ability to have relationships with others as well. My first inventory, I did have an understanding of the purpose of it. Like I said, I prayed on, what experience I'd want to share with you. And a lot of them that come up is, I was just always feeling like the victim. So a lot of my resentments involved, those harms on me. I did not see myself as being selfish or self-centered at all. I just thought I was always the hurt one. Always in self-pity and things like that. Passive person. So how could I be selfish or self-centered? Very tricky, and it took me a while to see that. I had a resentment with my parents, and, they had been separated growing up. And for a long time, I blamed, a lot of things on them. Not showing up at a lot of, they were never at any school things, never, I played sports. They were never there for my games or anything like that. I was terrible in relationships. It was their fault because they weren't a good example of that. Just the way they were, I blamed it on them. And, you know, like it says in the book, we have to drop the word blame from our vocabulary. So I had to see, you know, that perhaps they were spiritually sick too. And, see where they come from. And, I like when someone had shared that, you know, they did the best they had with the light that they had. It's funny because, like I said, I had these experiences before coming into AA, doing the step work, and then coming here. So I did a lot of self-appraisal. I didn't share. I shared with God. I had a lot of conversations with God the first time, and I rationalized a lot. So it was really hard for me to see a lot of my defects. Coming in here. My sponsor, she shared with me a lot of the things she had been through, or a lot of things she had done. And, I did a recent fifth with someone else besides my sponsor last year, and it was an amazing experience. It was one of those things that I didn't think I'd ever share with anybody. And she had the same experience. I had this huge fear of sharing it with her. And she shared before I did. And I just, as soon as she did that, it was like God was there, and it couldn't have been anyone else but God that, placed this person in my life that had the same exact experience, it's perfectly planned. And very similar in our character, same type of people. We reacted to it the same way. We saw it in the same way. We rationalized it in the same way. It was just, perfectly written, this fifth step I did with her, I had an amazing experience. And, a lot of those promises came in. That sense of peace came in, just serenity, this fear of people was lifted. It comes and goes, I felt that for the first time. I never had felt that before, this sense of belonging, like it says in the 12 and 12, they talk about that, that we're finished with that isolation, and there's a sense of belonging. And I really sensed that in that experience. And after that, I had a really amazing experience with six. I spent a lot of time with God, a lot of inside work, a lot of prayer. I had to be willing, to have these things removed from me. And, and like my sponsor says, if I'm not willing, I have to pray to be willing, and just pray for that willingness. It has to become objectionable to me, and in order for me to move forward. In the big book, there's a very small paragraph, but there's a lot there. It's a lot there. And once we're ready, I can move on. I think I'm done. All right, thanks.